Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Public Bank. We're the one for you.
Pick two. Pick two
in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Danny called Skeeter, who blamed herself for what Ralph had done to Maria. He promised to come to Region 1 to confront Ralph. Unique told Kevin how grateful she was for the family's support and was ready to return to her support group. She called Divine and also thanked her for her support. Right now, we join Thomas and Skeeter.
From Barima Wine, you're tuned into 102.5 FM, 560 AM, 3.2...
Thomas, you eat all your fruits already? Wonderful.
Auntie Skeeter, I love them. Teacher said they are packed with vitamins to keep us healthy and strong.
Yes, my boy. Eat the rest of your breakfast so you can get to school early.
Okay. Auntie Skeeter, you know when Daddy coming back?
Thomas, I really don't know.
How Daddy could just go away and leave me like that? Now I don't have a mother and my father is missing.
You have me and Maria.
You think Daddy dead?
No, Ralph's not dead.
So why he disappeared just like that?
You know, sometimes people just like to have some time to themselves.
So he wanted some time to run away from his own son? He didn't even tell me he was going anywhere.
Okay.
Auntie Skeeter, suppose Daddy never comes back?
I don't think that will be the case.
But suppose, what is going to happen to me?
Thomas, don't worry. You'll be okay. Now finish eating so you can run off to school.
I don't feel like eating anymore.
Come on, you need to finish. You know the food gives us energy and will help you to grow big and strong.
I hope nothing happened to him. Daddy never ran away from me before. Since Mommy died, he's always here.
I know.
Please call him again and see if he will answer. If I can just hear his voice and he says everything is okay, I'll be happy.
Okay, let me try. In the meantime, finish eating.
Okay.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
It ringing?
Sorry, gone straight to voicemail.
Oh man.
don't worry about nothing.
But if Daddy's not here to take care of me, what will happen to me?
I will take care of you, Thomas, okay?
You sure you're not going to run away like him? You're not my real mother.
I might not have given birth to you, but you are still my son. If Ralph never comes back, I promise I will take care of you.
Okay, Auntie Skeeta.
Thomas was asking earlier about Ralph.
Oh, and what you told him, Skeeta?
What I could tell him, Jacob. I don't know where Ralph is.
Maria, you okay?
Yes, Daddy. Can I have another glass of Carlo drink, please?
Yes, sure.
Well, you outdo yourself.
I made it with some nice thick leaf Carlo. You know you can make some really good drinks from vegetables.
Maria, you remember when I made this same drink and you refused to even taste it? Now your father making it and you're drinking it.
Mommy, I'm eating and drinking everything I can. With Mary Elizabeth nursing all the time, I need to keep up my strength.
Or maybe I made it better.
Your head swelled big because your daughter liked your drink.
Well, instead of sugar, I use honey. Here you go, Maria.
Thanks, Daddy.
I have to experiment with some more fruits and vegetables.
Yes. Doing new things with fruits and vegetables is a good way to get people to eat more of them. We can add more vegetables and so to our traditional dishes like pumpkin porridge and Kalaloo drink. It's all about finding a healthy balance.
Exactly. I mix some lovely green mangoes in the Kalaloo drink.
I know some people use mangoes, but you can use any citrus fruits as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I squeeze a little bit of lime too, and a dash of essence.
Oh, you and your fancy Kalaloo drink.
The magic touch.
When you put down Mary to sleep, Maria?
About 20 minutes ago.
Good. So you got a good 2 hours before she wakes up to nurse again.
Yes.
You should take a nap.
Yeah, I should, but I want to talk about Ralph.
You don't worry about him. I promise you that we can catch him soon and he can pay for what he did.
But Maria, you never confirm whether what teacher Zabina told me and Jacob is true.
That's why I said we should talk.
We're listening.
Okay, so Ralph is the father of Mary Elizabeth. Nobody else has ever touched me.
Oh gosh!
We bring the radio to the streets and the streets.
Hey, what you want, Matthew?
Woman, I can't call me woman. No?
What you want?
Miss you, baby. How you feeling?
As good as God allowing me to feel.
You still coughing and stuff?
I got him better. Take him a treatment as I should.
So, the treatment is for the TB or?
The TB treatment is for a few months. HIV treatment is for life. But I's a big girl, and I can survive.
Yeah, man.
You been and get tested?
Nah.
Not you. What you really doing, buddy?
Look, I ain't sick. I ain't lose weight, nothing at all. I feel fine. I don't feel deep in me heart I got this thing.
Machu, a person who is HIV positive ain't got to be losing weight or be feeling sick to be positive. People could go for years without showing signs of HIV. So people could put each other at risk by not knowing their status. You need to go and get tested now.
Telling you, I don't feel I got it.
So you can live the rest of your life not knowing? Look, you could test yourself. Self-testing kits are available at testing and counseling sites. They're safe and reliable, and you're gonna be private.
Look, I just gonna live my life.
You being very irresponsible. I know to God is you give me this thing. You was the only man I had unprotected sex with in over 5 years. Plus, at the beginning of our relationship, I was HIV negative.
So none of them condoms couldn't break or anything?
None in break with me. In a case like that, PrEP would have protected me.
One of them man could easily slip it off and you ain't even know nothing.
That never happened neither. And any man to do that to a woman is a criminal. Matter of fact, there's rape.
Alright, man. You're getting so emotional.
Alright, Skeeta, hold it together. Continue, Maria.
Daddy, when we first moved in with Ralph, he was okay. But then a little while after, sometimes he would touch my hair or hold my hand or brush past my breast and apologize and say it was an accident.
I can't listen to any more of this. I just want to find that man and finish him.
And then you will end up in jail. Let the law deal with
him. I'm sorry, Daddy.
I just hate that I wasn't here for you when this happened.
It wasn't anybody's fault. Only Ralph.
But these things happen right under my nose, Maria. I am to blame just as he is. How come I didn't see?
Because most times it would happen when you gone out. Or sometimes at night when you were sleeping. He would come into my room. So, he continued to touch me. And then he stopped pretending like it was an accident. Until one day I came home early from school. And Mommy, you and Thomas weren't home. And he just came in and raped me.
We got to hurry up, find this man. This thing worked in my heart.
Mommy, I wanted to tell you, but he keep threatening me.
I should have protected you, Maria. I should have seen. I know you start behaving different. You stop talking and you're always in your room. But I would never think that is what Ralph was doing. He always would talk like he was such a concerned father.
What was the game he was playing?
I felt so helpless sometimes. Ralph told me if I told you, he would kill me and bury me where they would never find my body. And he would kill you too.
Oh, he feel he could have threatened my wife and daughter? Y'all wait till I get my hands on this man. Just wait.
I should have known. I could have stopped it. I could have. Oh, it's too much.
Look, we can't beat up on ourselves. We just got to find a way to pick ourselves up and heal from this. I am here now and I'm not going to leave you all again. I promise you that.
Hello? Where? So they catch you?
They catch Ralph?
Alright, call me back as soon as there's anything else. Alright, bye.
They catch Ralph?
Somebody spotted him and as soon as they raised the alarm, he ran away.
Why he running? Listen, Maria. I promise we can get him soon.
It's okay, Daddy.
By hook or by crook, we're going to find Ralph. He has to pay dearly for what he did to you.
Machu, when you go in and get tested?
Soon, man.
Machu, there is no excuse. Even if you ain't want somebody test you, you could find out about self-testing and do it yourself. Come on, man.
Look, Robin, it ain't been easy since you tell me what happened to you, no? I ain't taking this thing easy, man. Every day I just did drinking and drinking and drinking.
Because you worrying about me or you?
I'm worrying about both of you.
Go in and get tested, gonna ease your mind. It's not like before when you test positive, everything seemed hopeless. They got good medication now, Machu.
Robin, you don't understand what is going on in this bush, you know. If I got this thing, I don't like to think how many other people I've been with got it too.
Since I tell you, you had sex with anybody?
No, I just been drinking and you know things is happening.
You serious? You don't care about nobody, buddy.
These are people I've been with before, so...
Just because you might be HIV positive and have sex with somebody, it doesn't mean that they're going to become positive too.
And that's why I keep telling you, that might be the case with me and you. Because I don't feel like I got this thing.
Machu, you won't know for sure until you do test for HIV and other STIs. You just out there putting women at risk when you know you could got this thing.
Them girls are right.
It's people like you who are responsible for HIV and other STIs spreading because y'all selfish and irresponsible. The least you could do is wear a condom till you find out. But judging that you ain't been wearing any all this time, I don't expect that you can do that now.
Babe, I just ain't been thinking straight, man. I want to come home to you.
Don't come here. Don't come here. Especially if you ain't find out your status.
I just need a little time to build the courage to go, man.
Even though you swear you ain't got it?
But suppose I do got it.
Yet you running around, still having sex and possibly infecting people. Machu, you could see God's face? Not only for what you do to me, but what you doing now? Let me tell you something. Until you go and get tested, don't call me. Don't text me. Don't come out the bush to see me. Don't even remember I exist.
Man. You don't think you're going too far with this? I mean, you come a long way. This can't end, babe.
No, Machu. I ain't gonna play games with you. Until you learn your status, leave me alone.
Robin.
You have no excuse for not getting tested. Go find out about the self-test if you're gonna feel more comfortable with them.
All I know is that I love you, babe.
If you really love me, you would stick to the agreement and wear a condom when you go in with other women. But no, now I am HIV positive. Some kind of love this is. Goodbye!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murondoy.